From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. France seeks support to defeat Islamic State. French President François Hollande says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to exchange intelligence on the Islamic State militants and other extremist groups in Syria to maximize the effectiveness of their bombing campaigns. President Hollande is in Moscow on a diplomatic mission to build an offensive force against Islamic State. That's also taken him to the United States, Germany, Britain, and Italy. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the United States knew the flight path of a Russian jet shot down by Turkey last Tuesday and should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Turkey says it issued repeated warnings that the plane was in its airspace before shooting it down. Tens of thousands gathered in Nairobi to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis, the first papal visit to Kenya since 1995. Pope Francis arrived at the University of Nairobi in his Popemobile Thursday, driving past massive crowds that had waited hours to see him. Earlier, he told an audience of Christian and Muslim leaders that they must engage in dialogue to guard against radicalization and acts of violence in the name of God. On Friday, the Pope will visit with the poor in Nairobi's Kangemi slum and visit with youth at Kasarani Stadium. A man is in custody after jumping over a White House fence while President Obama and his family were inside celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday. Draped in an American flag, Joseph Caputo scaled a fence on the North Lawn and was immediately apprehended by the Secret Service. His age, hometown, and reasons for jumping have not been disclosed. This is VOA News. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 people in an attack Thursday on a village in Niger's southern border area of Difa. Niger security sources said that militants opened fire indiscriminately on villagers and that government troops pursued them. The United Nations says there have been at least 50 attacks and clashes between Islamist fighters and Niger troops since February, dozens of them in the Difa region. British Prime Minister David Cameron appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. He says it will make the country safer. Henry Ridgewell reports.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month, in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. A unification ministry spokesman says two sides would meet at the deputy minister's level on December 11th in the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone just inside North Korea. Major issues between the nations include reunions for the surviving members of families separated decades ago by the division of the Korean Peninsula. Thousands of mourners gathered Thursday at South Korea's parliamentary headquarters to bid farewell to former President Kim Il-sung, the democracy crusader who died last Sunday at the age of 87. Kim made his reputation as a nine-term lawmaker who fought more than two decades of political dictatorship in South Korea. The World Athletics governing body says Russia accepted a full indefinite suspension from international competition following a report alleging that Russia's athletes were part of a state-sponsored blood doping scheme. The International Association of Athletics Federations confirmed the suspension Thursday. The suspension includes banning the Russian track and field team from competing in the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro in 2016. The IAAF said the Russian Federation promised to cooperate with inspectors who will oversee changes to its drug testing program and is eligible to apply for reinstatement. And Chinese authorities have released on medical leave a 71-year-old journalist, Gao Yu, in prison on charges of leaking state secrets. It happened just hours after a court reduced his sentence from 7 years to five. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.